There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's George. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We've got Matt Schneidman, who is the Packers beat writer for The Athletic, also the host of the Head of the Pack podcast, and he's got all the lowdown on Aaron Rodgers and the latest thing, Devontae Adams. And so you definitely want to keep it locked for that, for all your NFL news. But before that, the story of the day, George, and we got to touch on it again, is the NFL laying down the law as far as players getting vaccinated. And today, they did it yesterday in a memo to all the teams. But today, you saw this hit coaches, because two coaches lost their jobs because they refused to get vaccinated. Rick Dennison, an assistant coach, an offensive line coach in Minnesota, and New England's offensive line coach, Cole Popovich. So that is we're already starting to see ramifications from this. We saw some players, including notably DeAndre Hopkins, speak out about it, as well as Jalen Ramsey, speak out about it yesterday. What are your thoughts on this? And what would you tell, as a former player, who, as you said earlier, you've been leery of vaccinations.
Yep.
What would your mentality be at this point if you were still in the NFL?
At the point in time where you put my money on the line, I'm going to comply. That's what it is, dude. Because there are few jobs in the world that you can make this kind of money and set yourself up for, give yourself a major head start in life. I'm not giving up that head start for something that I may end up doing anyway. And so, and from what we know already, the vaccines are fairly safe, and that they are like, and that the risk of COVID and what can happen outweighs what can happen from getting the vaccine. That's what we know so far. So I'm just like, yo, call me two jab George, and I'm gonna get it. But I would get it. I would have got it back probably in May or June. That way, in case I did have some sort of adverse effect, I still had time to be in shape for the season and recover and all of that. But there are some people who are pushing back on this. They're like, it's a free country. Yeah, right. You're right. You're not free to work in the NFL. Like, it's not, nobody's making you. You don't have to take it. However, I do understand where employers are making it tough on people because people who own the companies, some of them feel extremely strongly about this, and they want to make sure that their company is in line. That way, not only them, but their other employees feel comfortable coming to work.
Well, particularly in a sport like football, the NFL. Look,
yeah,
I wouldn't have to get vaccinated for my job. I'm doing my TV, I'm doing radio from my house. So I wouldn't, you know, I'm not really interacting. At least I don't have to interact with people unless I want to. But if you're going to play in the NFL, I mean, you don't have a choice.
Oh, yeah.
You're not only interacting with people, but it's no social distancing.
Well, it's interesting, though, Chris, is that the NFL players that were mentioning retirement are pretty much all super paid and can retire comfortably if they chose to. But it's also interesting that as a player, you literally risk death on a daily basis, daily, or serious brain injury, broken legs, broken arms, paralyzation, all of that on a daily basis. But this is where you draw the line. Like, I'm not doing it.
Well, look, like, George, I feel
that's
you.
Where you draw the line.
Well, I also said, look, and this isn't just for football players. This is for a lot of people, period. Just American citizens who will take some weed or some other drugs from people they don't even know.
Yes.
Right? Or at least not know well, right? And you
will take this coke or this ecstasy or this Molly. But no. I'm not taking that vaccine, though.
Yes, come on. Let's just keep it real. That's all I'm saying. And the other thing, too, look, I as a non-athlete, as a sports broadcaster, I could take PEDs, right? Yep. I could try to get all jacked and all that, cut up and all that. But if I want to play in the NFL or the NBA or whatever it is, I can't. So it's a free country if I want to do that, but I can't do it in the NFL.
Yes, you are free to do what you want, but you're not free from consequences. And you also had Cole Beasley today say, "Oh, what are they going to do? Cut the best slot receiver in the league?"
Did Cole say that?
Yes.
Or was that in one of his rap songs?
No. He tweeted it. So right?
Is he the best slot receiver?
I mean, I'm not even going to argue that point. But that mentality that he has is, yes, is that's when you start thinking that you're bigger than the actual game. And nobody's bigger than the game, and nobody's bigger than the NFL protecting their money. And I remember, Chris, hearing at the rookie symposium that the NFL or any professional sport for that matter, is like a barrel of water. However great that you are, it determines how deep you can put your arm into the barrel. Like some people only put a nail in, some people put a finger, some people put an arm, some people all the way down shoulder deep, like Tom Brady. But as soon as you take your hand out of the barrel of water, the hole closes up like you were never there.
Yep.
And yes, you still have some residual water on you. And those are like the perks, that your post-career perks in terms of opportunities, signings, money-making opportunities, all of that. But the hole closes up just like it did in the NBA this year. And Anthony Davis gets a hurt. So what? Playoffs go on. Kawhi gets hurt. Clippers still got to play. Kyrie Irving hurt. Nobody cares. Move the drill up. Game will go on.
All right. I want to get your opinion on this situation going on with Oklahoma and Texas. Looks like they're going to the Big 12. The reports now are that they'll be in the Big 12 within 24 to 48 hours. SEC. Leaving the Big 12 to the SEC.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
There's so much to unpack with this, right? But let's look at the big picture, because people were wondering, why would they leave the Big 12? Well, you leave the Big 12 for a couple of reasons. Number one, consolidation of power, because if you think about what was happening. So the Big 12 commissioner, Bob Bowsley, the SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey, the Notre Dame athletic director, and then the Swarbrick and the Mountain West commissioner all came up with the 12-team playoff. And while that was going on, while they were all doing that, including the Big 12 commissioner, the SEC commissioner and the rest of the SEC was colluding behind their back to get Oklahoma and Texas to the SEC. And by adding 12 teams, that means that the SEC is positioning themselves to get six teams into that 12-team playoff.
All right, slow down. Does Oklahoma have a better chance of making a 12-team playoff by going 12-1 and winning the Big 12, or by going 8-4 in the SEC? And God, what the heck is Texas going to do in the SEC other than get hammered?
No idea what Texas is going to do.
Thank you.
But Oklahoma has proven that they can compete. But this is about money.
I get all that. We get that it's about money.
Yeah.
All right. Even though each school has to give the Big 12 about $80 million to leave.
That's the thing.
That
Chris,
shows you how much money they're getting.
That's what's not going to happen. They still owe the Big 12 their media rights through 2025. They're supposed to pay $76-80 million, whatever it is, if they leave. But the problem is this. They're going to do the same thing that Texas A&M did when Texas A&M moved to the SEC. They said, we're going to leave in 2 or 3 years. But it became so uncomfortable that they negotiate a settlement for them to leave. But now check this out. If Oklahoma and Texas, once they leave to go to the SEC, that's going to break the Big 12, which means there's going to be no rights to hold on to, because the other teams are going to have to leave and go elsewhere too. So they know that they would have broken the conference in such a way that then they're not going to be held hostage for a year.
No, I mean, they're going to have to pay the money.
No, they're going to have to pay the money,
and go to other conferences.
But they're not going to owe those media rights anymore. That's the difference.
Do you think they're going to be in the big college football?
On some level, yes, because what the sport actually needs is a commissioner of college football. They need to break away from the NCAA because the NCAA doesn't even control the football championships anyway. So they need their own commissioner. And this is actually the SEC and Greg Sankey making him the most powerful man in college football right now. And they're positioning themselves to continue to expand, which is
so
just like
the NFL.
So what,
the best teams out of the Big 10?
Yes.
The best teams out of the Pac-12? The best teams out of the ACC? And we're going to have about a 30-team big-time level? Is that
That's the plan. And the reason why you do that is because you can go negotiate TV contracts at near NFL levels
So let me get this straight. You see essentially major college football getting broken into where you got about 40 to 50 teams on the highest level.
You have 64 teams that are technically
this is going to decimate some of the other conferences
right now.
Too. I mean, if you put Oklahoma and Texas in the SEC, why would many? I mean, some still will. But don't you think a lot of the top players in the country will be like, man, I'm going to play in the SEC?
They're already
saying
that.
The Big Ten won't be close. Yeah, but the Big Ten still got some, you know, Ohio State gets some.
See, here's the thing about the Big Ten,
Clemson.
Is that while the SEC has that the reputation, the conference that generates the most money at this point in time and has the highest fan engagement and all of that is the Big Ten. And the biggest brand in all of college football is Ohio State. It's not close. It is the biggest brand. In terms of fan engagement, like if you drop an article or anything about Ohio State, you will get more clicks, like whatever it is, than any other college team. So the Big Ten has a ton of cachet and a ton of power because people love football in flyover country the same way that they do in the South. So,
all right. Well, we got to move on. Yep. We are going to get into some NBA action with the Warriors. They got plans. They're not sitting still. And it could go down next week when the NBA draft happens on Thursday. So that's what we're going to discuss next. It's the iCouple. George Reiser's in for Rob Parker. I'm Chris Broussard. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't know nothing about this, George Reister. You don't know nothing about this.
Are you
this.
Kidding me? Dude, I wanted to
What were you, about 2 years old? Hey, were you even born when this came out?
I probably was not born. However, I wanted to comment earlier, but you had the read. When when we played I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, which is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Ooh. Is it? It was a good movie.
It's completely underrated.
Now, I was in college when that came out.
Hey, man, every superhero needs his own theme music. That's all you need to know.
Yes, that was a good movie. We have the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is George Reister. We're sitting in for Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Let's go to the NBA, George. Big story about how, from Marcus Thompson, friend of the show, writes for The Athletic, very plugged in with the Golden State Warriors. And he says that their veteran star, Steph, Draymond, Klay Thompson, they are pushing the front office. And I will say this, the front office is on board. But they've made it clear to the front office that, hey, we want to go for more championships. And Bob Myers, the GM, understands, rightly, that he needs to maximize these next few years. What, Steph, I don't know, 4 years left in his prime, 5 years maybe, if we're lucky. And they need to do everything they can to win more championships while Steph Curry's in their prime. George, they may never, and I'm not even being hyperbolic, they may never have a player again as good as Steph Curry. So you don't waste
that's
him. You
not
don't.
Hyperbolic at right. all. That's like saying that he's the greatest shooter of all time and one of the top 15 or 20 players of all time.
Right, top 15 players of all time.
Yeah,
change that, the game.
That they'll never right. have one like
they'll
like
never
him.
Have
like,
another
okay.
one of him. All yeah. right, so they are saying, let's go for it. And so, look, they've got a lot of assets. They got the 7th pick in the draft. They got 14th pick in the draft. So that's 2 lottery picks. They've got Andrew Wiggins, who I'd love to keep if I was them. And they got James Wiseman, who I'd love to keep if I was them.
Yep.
And they could do a sign and trade with Kelly Oubre, who's a valuable player.
Yep.
So they've got the pieces, and Marcus Thompson wrote that first on their wish list is Bradley Beal. And I got to tell you, if I can get Bradley Beal, I'm already definitely giving you Wiggins and the number 7 and the number 14. I want to keep Weissman if I can, because if I've got Steph, Clay, Draymond, Bradley Beal, and Weissman, I'm nice.
Okay, the only issue is this, right? With that lineup, I would then you add in Draymond, because I was thinking about the defensive element of it, where Wiggins has length, he can affect people's shots, all of those sorts of things. But
he
then
defended well for them this year, which he had never really done before, not consistently.
Correct. So I would want them to keep Wiggins. But you do need size, so you do want to keep Weissman. But then the addition of Bradley Beal, who is a potent scorer and only would be a better scorer and more efficient scorer with Steph and Clay, that sounds ridiculous, dude. Like that is a embarrassment of riches. And if I am the Golden State Warriors, I am all in on this plan. I'm all in on this plan.
Absolutely.
But I'm not in on giving up both the 7-14 Weissman and Wiggins. No way.
What about Weissman, Wiggins, and the 14 or something like that?
No.
So you wouldn't give. Bottom line is you wouldn't give up Weissman and Wiggins.
No,
for Bradley.
And the reason why is because draft picks are lottery tickets, and I would rather have a known quantity unless there is somebody that I believe is a generational talent, right?
Well, they're not. There's not at 7 or 14.
Correct, however, That has happened.
Well, I mean, of course, it could happen.
Yeah.
But I'm saying right now, going into this draft, there's nobody you're identifying at 7 or 14 as the next Giannis.
Correct.
Or somebody like that.
Correct.
So that's all I'm saying.
But nobody thought that Giannis was the next Giannis either when Giannis first came out. So
yeah, right. But you're making my point.
Yeah,
is that
I would rather have a known quantity than a lottery ticket.
But it might take – if I'm Washington, I would want Weissman and Wiggins. Even more so than I want the draft picks.
Correct.
And so it may take that. I like Weissman. I really do. I mean, I thought he was just what the doctor ordered for them. Obviously, this year.
Yeah, but it's going to cost you that much, you have put yourself in a point where it costs you more. How far are you going
with Weissman, Wiggins, Clay, Steph, and Draymond?
Why don't I think I can win a championship? I just made
really?
It to the 8th seed.
And you bragging about that? You happy about
that?
No,
hold up.
You got beat by freaking Memphis
in
the play-in.
I made it to the 8th seed with an atrocious roster, right? With the roster
you're going to have next year plus Clay.
Yeah, so now
so
I believe
about to take y'all from the 9th seed to the championship?
From the 8th seed to a contender, yes.
Y'all weren't the 8th seed.
Who is y'all, first of all?
The Warriors were not the 8th seed.
They were the – Chris,
if
they finished
in
8th place.
Lost.
Stop
they
these semantics,
the
man.
Seed. No! They were not in the official
You're
playoff.
Playing semantics.
They were the play-in.
They were the 8th. Chris, when the regular season finished, where were they? What
in
number?
In the play-in tournament.
What number?
There was no 7,
What
8,
number,
9,
Chris?
10.
All Chris,
the, no, I'm,
what
I'm
number?
Asking you when the official playoffs began. When we
I didn't say
five,
playoffs.
Hold on,
I said
George.
They finished
five,
as the 8th seed.
5 years from now. When people look at the 2021 NBA playoffs.
Chris, that's not what I asked you. You were changing. I said, what number did they finish?
George, did they make the playoffs?
No.
Okay. That's all that counts. They didn't make the playoffs. Don't give me the eight. I don't care what number they finished.
So I answered your question, Chris.
You will answer mine.
Seed,
like that's something special.
It's only special
if you get in the playoffs.
Chris, what number did they finish? Can you please just answer the question? I answered yours. Huh?
Ninth.
See, don't do that.
They did.
Don't be that guy, Chris. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
They finished ninth.
It looks ugly on you, Chris.
How many teams were in the Western Conference playoffs?
I didn't ask for the playoffs. I said when the regular season finished.
How many teams were in the Western Conference playoffs?
Okay, we can move on, Chris, because you're not going to let common sense get in the way of your argument right now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest covers the Green Bay Packers for The Athletic. He's also the host of the Head of the Pack podcast. We welcome in Matt Schneidman. Matt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Appreciate you having me.
Nah, man, it's great to have you on. Great story in your latest piece in The Athletic. And you wrote something that sent shockwaves throughout certainly Wisconsin and really the entire NFL. And here it is. To be honest, I'm not sure if the team's relationship with Devontae Adams can be salvaged after the two sides cut off extension talks. It's that bad, huh?
Well, at this point, they don't want to make him the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. And right now that title goes to DeAndre Hopkins. He's averaging 27.25 million per year. That's 5.25 million more than the second highest paid wideout, which is Julio Jones. Devontae Adams and his camp think he deserves to be paid like the best receiver in the NFL. And you can certainly make the case that he is the best receiver in the NFL. Last season, he had 115 catches, which set a Packers single-season franchise record, almost 1,400 receiving yards and 18 touchdowns, tied for the third most in a single season all time. Only Jerry Rice and Randy Moss have had more in a single season, and Devontae missed 2.5 games. So he did all that in 13.5 games. He's an incredible wide receiver, but the Packers, the way they do business, they're not just going to give in to demands. And listen, this isn't out of the ordinary. Does this mean Devontae Adams will never play for the Packers beyond this year? Not necessarily, but the reason I wrote that is because if the Packers aren't willing to budge from their stance to not make him the highest paid wide receiver, you know, money talks. You guys know money talks. And if Devontae Adams thinks he can get that money from another team, I don't think that that relationship with the Packers can be salvaged because, you know, and obviously the future of Aaron Rodgers ties into this. Would Devontae take a little bit less to stay with Aaron Rodgers if they lock him up long term? Maybe. But let's say Aaron Rodgers is gone. Devontae isn't staying for anything less than top of the market money.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier about how much for wide receivers having a good quarterback plays into all this. Is Jordan Love is that helping to re-sign him, or is it Aaron Rodgers or bust?
You know, I don't think Rodgers' future is the sole determiner of whether Adams stays or not. It certainly has a part because they've been, you know, probably the best quarterback wide receiver duo in the league over the past 5 years. But, you know, Devontae Adams has had success with Brett Hundley. People who say, oh, he's only good because of Aaron Rodgers. No, that's not true. And, you know, I'm sure if the Packers were willing to make Devontae the highest paid wideout in the league, he would gladly play with Jordan Love. But, I don't think it's strictly because things seem to be in a rough spot with Rodgers. Certainly that has an impact. You know, if they had already signed Aaron Rodgers to a long-term extension, would Devontae be more willing to take maybe a little bit of a discount to stay with Rodgers? Probably. But I don't think this is any slight on Jordan Love that talks broke apart between the Packers and Devontae Adams' camp. I really just think it's a natural step in negotiations because he wants to, you know, as I said, as simple as it is, he wants to be highest paid. That they don't want to make him that right now. In a couple weeks, could things change? Sure. He still has another season under contract. It's not like they have to get this done in the next 2 weeks. Could they get it done next March and extend him as the highest paid wide receiver. Sure. I mean, I don't think this is the be all end all, and I don't think it's necessarily an indictment on Jordan Love that we're at this point right now.
Matt Schneidman from The Athletic joining the Odd Couple. Matt, when this team is whole, they're obviously a Super Bowl contender. Entering training camp with all these questions about Rodgers and Devontae Adams, how do you think that's going to impact this team, you know, a few months from now when they're playing football? Do you think this could really do – assuming Rodgers is there even at some point, do you think all of these issues could derail them, or it won't be an issue on the field and they'll be able to play up to their potential?
You know, as cliche and corny as this comparison is, especially because they don't have five Super Bowl titles entering this season, it has kind of a last dance vibe to it. You know, if Devontae Adams is in the last year of his contract, and Roger, this is the last year of guaranteed money on Aaron Rodgers' contract. He has 3 years left on his contract. If he says, you know what, I'll put aside my feelings for the front office for now, play for the coaches, teammates, and fans I love, but I'm only doing it for one more year, and then I'm really going to retire if you don't trade me. You know, I could see this being the last go-around with the whole crew. Now, they do have a handful of other Pro Bowlers under contract. Jaire Alexander, probably the second-best corner in the league behind Jalen Ramsey. David Bakhtiari, the best offensive lineman in the league, who they just signed to a long-term extension. Kenny Clark, Pro Bowl nose tackle from a couple of years ago. I mean, they have a good roster. So if Rodgers and Adams are buying in this season, I mean, Devontae will be here this season. It's really a matter of whether Rodgers is. I could see them making another run at the Super Bowl, and it would only be fitting for the storyline for them to win it.
Right.
But
right.
After that, it's anybody's guess what happens after that. But I think if they're all there this season, I don't think, you know, everything that's gone on the past couple months will be any sort of distraction. September 12th, they start the season in New Orleans. No Michael Thomas, no Drew Brees for the Saints. I think if we get to that point and the Packers have Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams on the field, it'll feel like the start of a nice documentary that we might look back on in a year and say, you know what, that is kind of a lesser version of The Last Dance, where they won it one more time with the whole crew together before it all blows up.
Yeah, can you talk about last season in that, like, was there any indication outside, well, from the people who covered the team, that Aaron Rodgers was this unhappy and frustrated with the team, even though they were playing so well?
Yeah, you know, there were some rumblings behind the scenes, nothing substantial enough to report as you know, as was. But if you look back closely, Aaron Rodgers is very calculated in everything he says. And it goes back to when he first talked to us from a Bed Bath & Beyond parking lot in Southern California in May 2020, a couple weeks after they drafted Jordan Love. He said, you know, previously he had publicly stated that he wanted to retire with the Packers sometime into his 40s. And he said on that day last May that he knew that wasn't a possibility possibly anymore. You know, his future with the Packers was no longer in his hands. And then during the season, he pokes fun sarcastically, but he was probably actually pissed off about it, that shortly after he praised Jake Kumerow, who at the time was their number four wide receiver, bubble guy in camp, the Packers then cut him. And then asked in the middle of the season about to compliment another guy, he said, I'm not going to, you know, go to bat for any guys, because last time I did that, they ended up in Buffalo, because the Bills eventually claimed Jake Kumerow. And then when Rodgers is talking about offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett interviewing for the head coaching job with the Atlanta Falcons, Rodgers says, you know, I hope Hackett doesn't go anywhere. Then he pauses and smiles and says, unless I do. So if you look back, there are a couple of hints. He kind of veiled them in humor, but I wouldn't say it's a total shock that we've reached this point. I was just a little surprised with how soon it came on draft day, with Schefter reporting that Rodgers wanted out. But nothing really new has come to the surface the past couple months. It's this Tuesday when we'll finally get the first new bit of information, because that's when Packers veterans have to report for camp.
Well, Matt, and we can't let you go without asking you about that. How do you think this thing plays out with Rodgers this season? For, you know, training camp and then into the season.
Yeah, you know, my gut all along has been that he'll show up, and here's why. I think he's smart. He realizes he's really smart, actually. He realizes that Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, is not going to trade him. Sure, the Packers could get a boatload of picks in return. And if Rodgers sits out this season and the Packers trade him next offseason, the return wouldn't be as good. So there's certainly incentive for the Packers to trade him, but I don't think enough. You simply, and I've said this all offseason, as a general manager, you cannot have the bullet point on your resume that says you traded the reigning MVP with 3 years left on his contract. You simply can't. So I think Rodgers realizes they're not going to trade him. And this isn't him telling me this. You know, he was responding to me back on draft day, but hasn't really since. So this is just my hunch. I don't think he wants to retire or sit out. Yes, he could, quote unquote, afford it. But for every training camp practice he misses, it's a $50,000 mandatory fine that the team cannot revoke, unlike past CBAs that allow the team to kind of take that back whenever the player showed up. So, you know, I think at this point he hasn't made up in his mind whether he's going to play this season or not. I don't know what that decision is. I don't think anyone does except him and those in his close circle. And if he has made up his mind to play, I don't see why he would show up halfway through camp and waste half a camp's worth of reps with the starters and all that money. So I think he's there on Tuesday. Now, I could be wrong, but I think it's just a combination of he knows they're not going to trade him, so his only option is to play or retire, and I don't think he wants to retire.
Matt Schneidman, great stuff, man. We appreciate the knowledge, and have a good season.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. More iCouple coming your way. Chris Broussard, George Reister in for Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Cleveland Indians baseball team changed their name today to the Cleveland Guardians. Now, it'll take effect next season in 2022. But the Guardians, and I used to live in Cleveland, as most people know. And I've been over this bridge, the Hope Memorial Bridge. I've seen the sculptures. Like, on that bridge, there are two Guardians. Maybe it's four, actually.
It's four.
Two on each side. But there's four Guardians. I never thought twice. I looked at it like, wow, that's pretty cool. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty
ornate.
But
I never really, I didn't know the name of them or anything like that. But you have an issue? You like the nickname, the Guardians? I mean, some people are trying to rip it. What are your thoughts?
It doesn't initially catch your eye like, oh, yo, that's an amazing name, you know,
right.
but that's with any type of change, though. It's uncomfortable. It feels weird. And then after a few months, you're like, oh, okay, that's cool. Because who would name their team the Utah Jazz or the Miami Heat, you know, or the Los Angeles Lakers? There aren't even any lakes out here. I know, and I understand they moved, but still.
But you're right. I like Los Angeles Lakers sounds so sweet now, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? It sounds awesome. Los Angeles Lakers, it makes no sense whatsoever.
No.
Utah Jazz makes no sense whatsoever.
No, ain't no Jazz being played in Utah.
How about the Boston Red Sox? Why the Boston Red Sox?
Exactly.
Chicago White Sox. For that matter, Chicago Cubs.
Yes.
If they had come out with the Cleveland Cubs and there was no Chicago and the Cleveland Cubs, we'd be like the Cubs.
Well, see the thing about it, though, is if I were naming my own team, I would have some sort of alliteration or kind of the same letters with each other, like the Cleveland Cubs. Like, that sounds cool.
You would keep it with the...
Yeah, but
you dissed the Miami Heat. I think the Miami Heat is nice.
I think it's a good name. I'm saying, but if there was no team named the Heat and then they just popped up, they're like, it doesn't even have an S. What the heck are we doing, people? Yeah. So, but I do like the fact that the name has a reflection of the city,
right?
And that it means it endears them to the city that much more, and it actually gets people to learn about the city's history, which would then, you know, say, oh wait, hold on, take some more pride. Like, this is ours. This is us.
Well, it made me. You're right, because I never even thought about that, and it did. I actually learned a little bit about Cleveland, which is where I graduated high school from. My kids were born there and all that. So it's where I lived when I got married. So yeah, it led me to learn a little bit more about the Cleveland. And I'll say this, I covered the Indians when they went to the World Series in 1995. And back then, I mean, that's obviously almost 26 years ago.
Yeah.
There were Native Americans and other supporters marching then outside of the stadium and protesting the Indians' name. So, and I always felt for those people. I was like, you know what? I get where they're coming from, because I felt it could be like the Cleveland Sambos or something. I'd be upset as an African-American, you know? And so I'm glad it's happened, and good for Cleveland. And it's the Odd Couple signing off. George, great stuff, man. Have a great show tonight and have a great weekend. And all of you, go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, download, subscribe. Peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.